Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
All right, let's do this. Mario Lopez here back behind the mic after a great weekend. Today, my wife and I are going to be facing off in a little game of Name That Tune, but these are some of the most unique number one songs from music history.
Plus, we've got Nina Dobrev zooming in to talk about her new movie, The Bricklayer. We'll get to your questions and comments, too, so hit up our mentions. You're On with Mario and Courtney Lopez.
The Bachelor heads to Jasper tonight. You're On with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Six ladies left in season 28. You know where Jasper is, honey?
Connecticut?
Wyoming.
Oh.
Very good.
Made up Connecticut. That just sounded Jasper, Connecticut.
By the way, Wyoming is a state we need to visit. It's supposed to be just absolutely gorgeous out there.
Why?
That was a side note.
Why?
Just a bucket list.
Nature.
Is that where cheese is?
That's Wisconsin.
Oh.
I think cheese is everywhere, actually.
Six ladies left in season 28. Joe's taking them to the same lodge where Prince Harry and Meghan Markle honeymooned. So there you go. It's obviously nice.
However, it doesn't sound like all of the women are ready to take the next step. Apparently, Daisy isn't ready to drop the L word. Neither is Maria. Well, Joe better figure it out quickly because hometowns are next week.
Why are you required to drop the L word?
I know. I don't understand why.
Are forced to say the L word,
then it's not true. It's not real.
Exactly. That's like forcing someone to apologize. It doesn't come from them. It doesn't count. It doesn't mean anything.
I remember when you first told me. It's February 1st.
See, I waited until Valentine's Day month.
God.
More Mario Lopez next.
Mario Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Lionel Richie is about to become a grandpa for the second time. Sophia Richie is pregnant with her first child. Hey, congratulations. She already knows it's a baby girl. The dad is Elliot Grange, son of CEO of Universal Music. Oh, keeping it in the musical family. Nice. Congratulations, y'all. Mario Courtney Lopez here. This is a fun fact that I learned from a Bradley Cooper interview. A Star is Born was originally going to be directed by Clint Eastwood, and they wanted Bradley to star alongside Beyonce. Oh, that's a nice little pairing right there. That was about 12 years ago. Bradley thought he was too young at the time. Obviously, it seemed to work out with him and Gaga. And this was a remake already. This, I believe, was the third time this movie was made.
Right. I love hearing facts like this about
who should have been cast.
Who was going to direct, who they thought. It's just so interesting because you only see the person who got cast in the finished product. And you forget about all of the preparation and everything, the auditioning and everything before.
I got a fun fact for you. Matt Damon was offered the role that Sam Worthington led in Avatar, the original. And he turned it down because there was another movie at the time. And James Cameron said, I'll even give you a percentage of the film. And he still turned it down. He goes, that's the biggest regret. That percentage now would be worth over $1 billion because of merchandising. He would be like literally one of the richest actors. I heard him tell that story.
Matt Damon.
So can you believe that? Never bet against James Cameron. Ever. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Time for today's celebrity birthdays. We're going to try to guess the ages.
Corinne Bailey Ray. Put your records on.
Put your records on.
Oh, okay, Corinne.
Corinne is... Corinne is 41.
My girl's 36.
45.
Oh, she looks great, though. She looks great.
Erykah Badu.
Call you Tyrone.
Not a bad impression.
Erykah, I believe... Forget what? You. That was good.
Oh my gosh.
Forget you.
Did I say that out
my
loud?
My Erykah Badu is better than your Corinne Bailey Ray. Erica's got to be 43.
No, she's 49.
53.
That's what I meant.
And someone that I never thought in my life I would end up spending so much time with, but I have, Michael Bolton.
My guy's got 8 top 10 albums. That's impressive.
Michael Bolton is 67.
Michael Bolton, 71.
71 is correct.
Hey, look at that.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here. 2024 iHeart Podcast Awards are coming to South by Southwest, presented by The Hartford, live at South by Southwest, Monday, March 11th.
We're going to honor the best and most innovative podcast and creators across dozens of categories. You can check out all the nominees at onwithmario.com/podcastawards.
Mario Courtney Lopez. We're about to kick off another pop culture pop quiz. Today we're playing Name That Tune with some of the strangest songs to hit number one. Strange is left up to interpretation, but we're going to try to see what's up and who knows their stuff next. Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez. Let's break out the buzzers. It's time for a pop culture pop quiz.
On with Mario. Pop quiz.
Topic today is the most bizarre songs to hit number one. 1 point for the song, 1 for the artist, 1 for the year. Ooh, let's go.
All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. Mario.
Monster Mash.
That's 1 point.
The year was 1955.
Incorrect.
It was in the 50s, I believe.
Incorrect.
And it wasn't, huh?
You're helping your opponent.
Oh, yeah, I am. Monster Mash. And it was by the Monstrosities.
Incorrect.
It's a good guess, though,
incorrect.
Huh?
Courtney.
The year was 1960.
Incorrect. Do you know the artist?
He's dead.
He is dead, but that doesn't get you a point. It might get you a prop. Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Kickers.
Ooh, the Crypt Kickers.
What was the year?
1962.
Oh, ooh. Do I get a prop actually, for being closer?
Yeah, it's 1 to a prop.
Yay!
Okay, why not? All right, here we go. Hands on buzzers. Here's the second one. She was afraid. Courtney.
Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini.
That is correct.
Damn, that's good.
I
knew that one too!
That was 65.
Incorrect. Artist?
That was Paul Anka.
Paul Anka.
Incorrect.
Okay, that was her. That was Neil Sedaka.
Incorrect.
Oh, damn.
The year?
66.
60.
Ah!
And Brian Hyland.
Brian Hyland,
was
wow.
The
it sounded,
artist.
It sounded Paul Anka-ish, Neil Sedaka-ish, didn't it?
So there, it's one and a prop to one. Here we go. One more in this round. Hands on buzzers. Mario.
Convoy.
Correct.
Hey!
You got it.
Convoy. 1972.
Incorrect.
Partridge Family.
Incorrect.
Damn.
So you got 1 point.
That is 1973.
Incorrect.
And it's the Beatles.
Incorrect. C.W. McCall, 1975. It's 1 and a prop to 2. We'll take a break, come back and do some more.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Round 2 of our pop culture pop quiz. Y'all, Mario and Courtney Lopez. We're playing Name That Tune with some of the strangest number one hits. The score is 2-1 and a prop.
That is correct. Hands on buzzers. Here we go. Courtney.
Operator.
What did you say?
Macarena.
That is correct.
And that is 93.
Incorrect.
And that is the Macaranis.
Incorrect.
The Baja Men.
Incorrect.
That's who let the dogs
that's
out.
That's who let the dogs out.
I know. Can I,
you're not going to get a point.
Okay, Del Rio.
Los Del Rio, okay, and Bayside Boys.
I get a prop.
I'll give you a prop. So all it's right, two so and a prop to two and a prop.
Wait, she's got one and a prop. She keep giving her.
She just got Macarena.
Oh, you did get Macarena. That's true.
Yeah,
and
yourself,
the year
okay?
is... It's 90s. 95?
95 is correct.
Wow! That's pretty good, huh?
That's not
that was
bad.
Pretty good.
Three and a prop.
Wow! I love this.
Three and a prop to
Let's
two and a prop.
Let's go!
We'll play some music, come back, and do some more.
Mario Courtney Lopez here in the middle of the game. Name that tune. We're guessing strange and bizarre number one hits. The score is 3 and a prop to 2 and a prop.
I think the props cancel each other out at this
point.
Yeah,
so 3 to 2.
So it's 3 to 2.
It's 3 to 2.
And hands on buzzers. There's one in this round.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new key.
God, these are strange and bizarre.
Try them out, you see. I've been looking around a while. You got something for me.
Brand new pair of roller skates.
Incorrect.
Damn it. 1971.
That is correct.
Wow! Does that sound like early 70s? So, yes, I've got 95, 71.
4 to 2. Now, what is the, who's the artist?
Brand new. That is Belinda. Belinda.
No, you're, no, no. Courtney, artist. And song title.
The song title is New.
No.
And the artist is, I think she passed away.
I don't know if she's dead or not, but her name is Melanie.
Melanie Griffith.
And the song is Brand New Key.
Oh, Brand New Key. Wow. My year is awesome.
So it's 4 to 2.
Well, you've been around for as long as you have.
We're going to play some music, come back, and wrap this up.
Yo, Mario Courtney Lopez, final round of today's Pop Culture Pop Quiz. We're playing Name That Tune with the most bizarre songs to hit number one. The score is 5 to 2.
4 to 2.
The score is 4 to 2. Let's put our hands on the buzzers.
Here we go. 3 left. Disco. Mario.
Disco Duck.
That is correct.
I did a dance to that when I was a little kid. That is 1979. The artist is The Duckies.
79 is incorrect. The Duckies is incorrect. Courtney.
Did he say the name
of
the
Disco
song?
Duck.
Oh, Disco Duck.
He did get the song
title. So what is it, 5?
So it's 5 to 2.
Five to two.
1977?
That is correct.
Did she really get it right?
Yeah, she did.
Oh, no, come on. That's like you heard Kyle. You're such a cheater. Come on, you can't.
You get a prop. That's it.
Wow.
That's not my fault. He said all right, what's it before
who sang
I did.
It? Who sang it?
The Quack Quacks.
It is 5 to 2 and a prop. You got that wrong. It is Rick Dees and his cast of idiots.
Rick Dees.
Yeah,
Marker knew that. That was good, Marker.
So it is 5 to 2 and a prop. There are 2 left. Hands on buzzers.
It should be 3. But... I'm a
mom. Courtney.
And I know Catwalk.
Nope. Incorrect.
I know this.
1991.
That is correct.
Oh, damn, that was good.
So it's 5 to 3 and a prop. Artist?
Artist is Bahaman.
Incorrect.
I'm Too Sexy.
That is correct.
Right Said Fred.
That is correct.
Oh!
7 to 3 and a prop. There's 1 left. This one is going to be worth 1,000,000 points. So it's anyone's game. Hands on buzzers. Mario.
Mickey, Tony, Basil, 1982.
Yes.
Damn, all 3! Look at that! Give me some! Give me some!
I'll give it to you, 50-year-old. Yeah!
1,000,005 to 3
wow.
And a prop,
or 4.
The more you know, the longer you've been around.
Okay.
Aye. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. You might want to set a reminder on your TV for Monday, April 1st. That's when the iHeartRadio Music Awards are coming to Fox.
Voting is now open for 9 categories, including TikTok Bop of the Year. Doja Cat is going to be tough to beat in that one. So you can see all the nominees and cast your votes at onwithmario.com/awards.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh, my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And, of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, Mario Lopez here. You may remember today's guest from The Vampire Diaries. Now she's kicking butt in her latest movie, The Bricklayer. It's actress Nina Dobrev. We're going to get the inside scoop after a few more songs. What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, The Bricklayer, Nina Dobrev. Welcome to the show, Nina. How have you been?
I'm good. I've been good. It's my birthday.
I know. So. You beat me to it. Happy birthday. Happy New Year. How are you celebrating?
Thank you. Honestly, I don't know if it's the aging thing. I have nothing planned. I'm just so like New Year's was, you know, usually I feel like we have a little bit more time after right. the, like, but we just jumped right into it. I've been doing press all week, in the middle of a house remodel, two house remodels actually. So
oh, wow.
I just haven't had any time to do anything other than sleep, eat, and work. So I haven't had time to plan anything.
Well, that's a good either. Way to kick off a new year, though. I did see that you spent New Year's in St. Bart's, correct?
I did, yeah. It was nice. really fun.
Oh, well,
I've never been before. It was beautiful. It was so, so pretty.
All right, well, hold on, Nina. We got to take a break. We're going to talk The Bricklayer when we return.
More fun on the way. On with Mario Lopez.
Mario Lopez here, hanging out with actress Nina Dobrev. So congrats on the movie, The Bricklayer. What's it about?
So The Bricklayer is about a CIA operative that goes rogue and is blackmailing the CIA. So my character, Kate Bannon, who is a newbie, sort of new recruit in the CIA, gets teamed up with a veteran, retired but now brought out of retirement, CIA agent played by Aaron Eckhart, who doesn't really want to do it anymore. He's very jaded. And so our two personalities together makes for a really interesting dynamic that I had a lot of fun exploring.
Where did you get to film it?
We shot this movie in Greece, in a town called Thessaloniki, which is the second largest city in all of Greece.
Oh, wow.
But because Athens is so popular, I feel like a lot of foreigners don't really know about Thessaloniki, but it's a really beautiful coastal town right on the water. And it was incredible. It was like a dream location to shoot in.
I bet. Did that have to do with the storyline at all? Or is that just happened to be the location where you shot the film?
You know, The Bricklayer is actually based on a novel of the same name. And in the novel, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was maybe Germany is okay. where it was set. So I think because of tax rebates and logistics, it made more sense to shoot in Greece. So they rewrote the script and made Greece kind of like another character in the film.
Well, The Bricklayer is in theaters now. Hold on, Nina. I got to play some more music. What up, Mario Lopez here. My guest is Nina Dobrev from The Bricklayer. Aaron Eckhart, I heard, can memorize a script faster than anyone. Is that true?
That was my experience with him. I hope he doesn't get upset that I'm telling his secrets, but
it's a great
The first day, not even shooting, the first day that I flew into Greece, I was having a wardrobe fitting, and the director asked me if I didn't mind, you know, doing a little read through of the script with Aaron. And so the three of us got in a room, and he started. You know, I had my head down in my script, and I'm very proud of how, like, I do a lot of research, and I have color-coordinated pens and highlighters. Like, I do a lot of
preparation
before I start a movie. And so I got my head in my script reading, and we're going through it. And then it wasn't until, like, 10 minutes into it that I realized that Aaron didn't have a script in front of him.
He's off book at table?
Yeah, the entire Damn. Script fully memorized already. I was like, wow, you're really making me look bad.
Show off?
Wow. No, he's a consummate professional. He's so, so committed to his craft. And you know, I've just never, I've never met anyone more dedicated and more amazing. And it shows. I mean, his performance in the film is really amazing.
It's cool to hear. The Bricklayer is in theaters and available on demand. All right, let's play some more music. You're on Mario Lopez. Got Nina Dobrev on Zoom with me. Also in the works, you got a comedy mystery called Reunion. Any timeline on when that's coming out?
It's coming out in the next couple of months. So stay tuned for that. That one's okay. A really fun one with Little Rel Howery, Jamie Chung, Michael Hitchcock, Jamie Bell, Billy Magnuson. It's a really Chase Crawford. Like, it's a big ensemble cast, which is awesome. And I also have another movie that's on demand called Sick Girl that came out during the strike, and I wasn't allowed to talk about it. So I'm so excited that now I can tell you about this tiny little baby indie movie that we shot in 11 days in Oklahoma a couple of years ago. And yeah, it came out. So check that out too.
What is Sick Girl about?
Sick Girl is about a woman who is, you know, she's a little lost. She's in her 30s and her friends have moved on. They have kids, families, and she sort of hasn't. She's gotten left behind a little bit. And she's really grasping for straws to keep the friendships alive. And in an act of desperation, she lies and tells her friends that she has cancer.
She's
And so then the whole rest of the movie, she's sort of unraveling and trying to keep up with this lie, but it just gets worse and worse. And so it's a dark comedy.
Ooh, that's a good premise. That seems very, like, I think I've heard that a few times, right? Like, it's happened.
It's funny is before we shot this movie years and years ago, and, because of the strike and COVID, sure, there was a delay. But since we shot the movie, it came out, there was like a Vanity Fair article about a woman who was lying about having cancer in her workplace. And I actually knew that woman. She worked on Vampire Diaries as a writer on the show.
Oh, wow. How ironic.
And I was like, wait, yeah, I know. And I was playing the character. And, our movie's not based on her, but it may as well have been.
Oh, look at that. Ooh, I'm going to have to check that out, too. All right, well, we got one more thing I want to ask you, Nina, but got to take a break. We're going to wrap it up with Nina Dobrev in just a moment.
Hear the full interview now at onwithmario.com. More Mario Lopez on the way.
Mario Lopez wrapping things up with actress Nina Dobrev. And is it true you're a pretty good surfer? I read that.
No, I'm not. I've been to Kelly Slater's surf ranch a couple of times.
Oh, I've been wanting to go. Is it fun?
It's the most fun. And for a non-surfer like me, like, you end up learning and progressing a lot faster than you would in the ocean because the wave is exactly the same every single time.
Right.
But, you know, they also have photographers there and videographers. So the entire, I probably ate like 98,000 times. But there was one wave that I like kind of got good, and so of course I posted the video and the photos that one time.
And now you're going on tour.
I got up, and so it looks like I'm a really good surfer, but I'm not. I don't know if I could translate that to the ocean. I'd probably drown.
Surfing's one of those things, though. It doesn't even matter really if you get up all the time. Just being out in the water when the sun, it's just fun. Just the whole process, right? That's awesome.
I agree. I do have a lot of fun with it, but I don't have a lot of upper body strength. I kind of have like chicken arms, so it's hard for me to paddle out there. And that's one thing at Kelly's surf ranch that you don't have to paddle. They just jet ski you into the wave pretty much.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like,
I'm definitely going to have to check that out. Well, congrats on everything you've got going on. That's cool. You're killing it right there. Meanwhile, everyone check out The Bricklayer, which is out now in theaters and on demand.
Thank you so much, you guys.
Thank you, Mario. Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. Selena Gomez has picked up her next big role. This is very cool, too. She's going to be playing 70s songwriter Linda Ronstadt, one of the greatest singers, really, of all time. This is going to be a biopic about her life. She's an 11-time Grammy winner who had hits like You're No Good. And she's really like the Beyonce of her time. She's also, fun fact, responsible for the formation of the Eagles, because she let Glenn Frey and Don Henley, who were her backup singers, go form their band.
Oh, wow.
And she was very supportive, and they always give her props. It's going to be produced by the same people who made Walk the Line about Johnny Cash, so that should be really good. And Selena, going back to her Mexican roots, because Linda Ronstadt, too, is a Mexican girl from Arizona. And I think that was part of the allure for Selena, so we'll see what's up.
This will be on our list.
Yes, for sure. Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez. Time to read your comments. Love hearing from you. What'd you find in our mentions today?
This is from at KimKim99, and she said, is Mario's dad where Mario learned his dance moves from?
No. My mom, I would say, is the one with the rhythm in the family. However, I did learn a lot of other stuff from my dad that probably I couldn't mention here.
But he schooled you about the streets.
My dad, yeah. My dad's one of those dads where he was tough growing up. Later on, you appreciate him a little bit more. And we butted heads, and I learned to just kind of chill out a little bit
and things have been really good. We've been doing these food reviews, and he's so funny in these food reviews, and we celebrated his birthday recently. He said it was the best one he's had, he thinks, ever. Which was really cool.
That's really great.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario, and hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. Put on our thinking caps. Time for Courtney's random question. What do you got, honey?
All right, if your life was a movie trilogy, what characters would appear in all three films?
What characters would appear in all three films? My mom. My dad.
My sister. You wouldn't be here without him.
I know. Well, I'm saying my mom, my dad, my sister.
Tootie.
No, Tootie doesn't go that far back. Three films. You figure the first film is maybe from birth to what? 20?
18, then the 18, 20, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, 18, 20, then the X one from like 18 to like 35, and then from 35 to 50.
Yeah.
My mom, outside of my immediate family, like buddy-wise, Juancho, Eddie Llamas, like there's certain people mm-hmm. that, have been in there the whole time. That's a good question.
More Mario Lopez on the way.
All right, I am out of here. Back tomorrow with more music and fun, so let's keep the hits coming. Mario Lopez here saying salut.
On. Ow. With Mario Lopez.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. LegalShield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? LegalShield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.